Thank you. Now we're going to give you an update on a couple of issues that fall under our environment regulations from Dr. Ron Prestige, who is our president-elect.
Let's take EPA and environmental issues that NPPC is working on. Number one, as you're probably aware, we have a new administrator at EPA. Her name is Gina McCarthy. She's been there, I guess, now maybe for 15 months, something like that. Don't hold me to that. We're encouraged that she has a track record. She proved this when she was working on air emission standards with the auto industry, of taking industry input to come up with rational decisions on how EPA's regulatory authority will be implemented. So we're going to give her the benefit of the doubt. We're hopeful that she will be reasonable and apply common sense and what's used for regulatory authority with pork producers and agriculture in general. And our assumption, unless she proves differently, is going to be that she's going to be a breath of fresh air and be much more cooperative and have a much more proactive approach to working with pork producers and agriculture in the future than what we've seen in the past. We are, however, concerned about, and I'm not laying this blame on Gina McCarthy by any means, but you need to understand the reason that pork producers and livestock producers have a healthy and reasonable fear of EPA in the past. Last year, there was a massive release of information that was on very personal information on producers across the country. And as you are probably aware, farmers and livestock producers and poultry producers tend to be very protective of their personal information. I think that was a mistake. I think if they could go back and have undone that, they probably would have made a tougher effort to try to do that. The other optimism that I have is that a lady that I've worked with for probably 15 years, I was the chairman of the National Turkey Federation in 2002, chairman of U.S. Poultry and Egg in 2006, and now I'm the president-elect of NPPC. And in all those organizations, I've served as chairman of the environmental committees. Allison Wiedelman has now been named by Gina McCarthy to be the ag liaison between the administrator and agriculture. I've known Allison for a very long time. She is a class act. She has a lot of common sense. She's actually unusually familiar with how things actually work in agriculture. And in fact, she's been here in Des Moines and gone on some farm visits this week during World Pork Expo. The second thing that we're concerned about, and I'm not sure where this got originated, to be honest with you, and I suspect that it comes all the way from the top of the Obama administration, is a new proposal to change the definition of what waters of the United States are. We call it WOTUS. It's a massive land grab. You know, it doesn't make sense to me with the budget constraints and the staffing issues and the fact that this country's going in the hole at the rate of $4 billion a day. Why in the world do you want to take on more than you have the money and the people and really the benefit of something that massive? It does not make any sense. I think that when Congress wrote and passed the Clean Water Act, they knew what they were doing by defining what waters of the United States, which actually had the term navigable, and they've now wanted to turn navigable into a mud puddle in a field or a small farm ditch, and we are going to very aggressively try to keep that from being implemented. On one hand, they want to be cooperative with agriculture, and that's a good thing. On the second hand, if they're going to go out and tell us that we have to have permits because we have a small ditch that runs across a cornfield or runs across a land application area on a swine facility or whatever, that doesn't make any sense to us at all. So NPPC intends to be very engaged. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. We hope that it was a poorly conceived concept that we're going to convince them needs to be re-looked at, but time will tell. Stay tuned. Second thing that David asked me to mention was a DOT issue. And as a veterinarian, this is something that is very clear to me, and I hope I can convince you that it should be very clear to you. There's a proposal that after a truck driver transporting live animals has been on duty for 8 hours, that he must take a 30-minute break. And that's defined as not fueling, not checking animals, not doing anything. He's got to get out of the truck and do nothing for the next 30 minutes. Sounds great. I understand this rationale that, well, we don't want any tired drivers on the road or anything else. I get it. What they don't get is the fact that on a hot summer, I live in South Carolina, on a hot summer day in South Carolina, I don't know what in the world they expect to happen to those animals for 30 minutes sitting in a rest area or at a truck stop with a heat index of 118, which I've experienced many times in my life. That can't happen. Veterinarians are always going to be concerned about animal welfare, and my concern about it is animal welfare. You know, you can't tell me that there's any way that you can have a regulation in place that's going to say that we're going to neglect those animals and stop them on the side of the road for 30 minutes because of some bureaucratic line item that has, I understand what they're looking for, but this is the wrong way to do it. And so, again, NPPC is going to be very engaged and say, you can't ask us not to properly care for the animals under our care, including when they're being transported. Simple concept to me. And I'm sure that there are political consequences here with Teamsters unions and who knows, you know, that they've got a different opinion. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna personally work hard to make sure we do the very best we can to take care of the animals.